I think it is important to kind of travel with a couple of different payment methods as well, so you don't get caught up. Due to their sheer size and their negotiation power, they generally have better rates than what the retailer can offer you. The waiter or waitress might come and try and take your card away to process the payment. Just don't do that. Always go with your card. You don't know what they might be doing behind the scenes.
Welcome to Ask the Experts, where each week we talk to people in the industry to get the inside word on what's happening right now and what that means for the tactics you should use to make the most of your money. This week, we've partnered up with KiwiBank, who's kindly lent us their expert, Hayley Tito, Senior Product Manager for Everyday Banking, and we're talking travel. Before we get into it, Making Sense is stoked to be supported by KiwiBank. We've teamed up to bring you insight directly from their people, the experts who live and breathe this stuff every day. It's not the outdated stuff that worked 5 years ago. It's what's happening right now in the industry to help you make the most of your money. This is making Kiwi better off. This is Kiwi. Now, I do love travel, but it can be expensive. When was your last trip, Hayley? Did you get caught out on anything?
So I did. I'm horrified to say that I did. So we, as a family, went to Australia earlier this year. We used to live there. And so all our accounts and debit cards, we've still got access to them. So I thought I was really clever by transferring a bunch of money over so we could just use our Australian accounts. But as you do when you're on holiday, we ran out of money. And I needed to go get some cash out. So I just went to the closest ATM. I knew that I was going to be hit with a few charges from my New Zealand bank. But what I wasn't aware of was that the Aussie banks over there also take a clipping. So I think I got, you know, a couple hundred dollars cash out, and it cost me $15 in bank fees at the time.
Percentage-wise, that's quite a bit.
It's insane. And, you know, if you look into it, like, it's all there, very visible, but I guess I just didn't do my research properly before I went. And so I wasn't aware and I got caught out.
And because, of course, you're in holiday mode, you're just wanting to get on with things and have a nice time. So, okay, this leads perfectly into one of the debates that I've seen floating around, whether you should carry cash or use a card. What do you think of that debate, cash or card?
So I think there's pros and cons to each. With cash, obviously, you're going to be paying a currency exchange rate fee. But having cash, I think, is a really good way to actually budget on your holiday. It's really visible around how much money you're spending. If you think about cards or paying, you know, with Apple or Google Pay, electronic payments are accepted nearly everywhere. And so it's a really convenient way to pay. And it also removes a bit of the security risk. So I don't know about you, but when I've traveled overseas, the thought of having a big wad of cash in my bum bag, or even is the hotel safe, actually safe, when you leave it there. And so traveling with cards and cash, you can probably find a balance along the way. I think when you are traveling to a country that has a tipping culture, so for example, the US, I think it's important to carry a small amount of cash, because the last thing you want to do is go to an ATM and get stung by fees if you're caught out. Yeah, there's pros and cons to each.
Yeah, I had not really thought of the ATM clipping the tickets at both ends, you know, with the bank back home and the bank over there both taking a clip. So not great. Also, what you say as well about the mindset of if you've got some cash, then it's easier to keep a bit more of a track of what you're spending. I do feel like there's the two sides of it always with money, right? There's the dollars and the cents and the numbers. The mindset is also really big. And I feel like when you're traveling, particularly if you're traveling on holiday, but even if you're traveling for business, you've probably got a lot on your mind. You're trying to like keep up to date with everything back home and in this country. You've kind of got to give your brain a little bit of an easy out, right? And the cash can help you stay on track a bit.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. You know, I think about in times when I've traveled in the past where you do have the big wad of cash. And, you know, this is pre-kids. So a long time ago now when we were traveling a little bit more freely.
Less cash in general.
Yes, less cash in general. True. Less planes in general. But It was. I remember traveling. It was really a good budget. For us, we would, you know, have a think, how much, where are we going today? How much are we going to spend? And we'd only take that. And so it was a little bit of self-control as well that you could put on yourself. But I think it is important to kind of travel with a couple of different payment methods as well, so you don't get caught up.
Yeah, and you might not get to go back to that specific place. That's, I feel, another trap with the travel is this moment of, oh, will I ever come back? So you want to give yourself that flexibility. I mean, when we're talking, you know, cash or card, some parts of the world you can pay in the local currency, whether or not that's cash or card. I mean, you can even load up certain cards in the local currency. But then there's also maybe they'll let you swipe your New Zealand card, or sometimes they will do something like accept US dollars. Do you think there's a better or worse option? Should you be going to pay local dollars or maybe using the dollars from back home or something like an international currency like the USD?
So if you're traveling with your New Zealand payment method, whether that's Apple, Google Pay, or your debit card, credit card, we would always recommend paying in the currency where you're visiting. So for example, if you're in the UK and you get the option on the merchant machine to either pay in pounds or New Zealand dollars, pay in pounds. So fun fact is that when you do this, the card actually does the currency conversion for you. And it's the likes of Visa or MasterCard that actually set that currency exchange rate. And due to their sheer size and their negotiation power, they generally have better rates than what the retailer can offer you.
That's really smart. So instead of, you know, you see those classic airport little booths that offer to change money for you, instead of worrying about that, you can literally just take your card. If it's, you know, enabled or something like Visa or MasterCard, they can change it for you and you're getting a decent rate.
Yeah, I guess the risk is always what the currency exchange rate is going to be because it fluctuates so much. So, I mean, if you see a great rate and... I mean, you never know what's going to happen, and but you're sure that that's going to be great, and the New Zealand dollar is going to tank next week, for example. Then it might be wise to grab a bunch before you go and have that in cash, or either buy that and load that up to your foreign currency card that you might take with you. But if you're not so worried and it's kind of a stable environment, then yeah, letting your card just do the currency conversion for you while you're on holiday is a great option.
Life is full of ups and downs, so no matter what your everyday looks like, KiwiBank has the tools to help you manage your money your way. To find out more, head to kiwibank.co.nz. This is Making Kiwi Better Off. This is Kiwi. We talk about fees constantly in the money world because they are these sneaky little wealth killers, and we often talk about it for investing, but actually something like this, there's fees all over the place when you're traveling, right? So when you look at things like the foreign transaction fees or the ATM fees, are there any others we should be worried about? How do we avoid all of these things?
A foreign transaction fee, just to kind of spell out what that is. So it's a fee that you pay when you use your card overseas with a foreign retailer. So it could be while you're traveling and you're in a different country, but it could be when you're sitting at home in bed at night shopping from an Australian or a US store. So you're going to pay foreign transaction fees when it's just a foreign merchant facility or foreign retailer that you are using. I think whatever method you choose to pay, whether it's cash or card, there's always going to be some sort of fee required, whether that is the currency conversion fee or a foreign transaction fee. In the scheme of things, I think the amount of money that people are actually spending on holiday, it's unlikely to be a material cost of your trip. However, if you do want to have a little more control over your spending, then sometimes a prepaid travel card or a multi-currency card can help. So that's where you essentially transfer money to the card in advance, and then it allows you to pay in that local currency while you're traveling.
Do you know what I hadn't thought about is the fact that you're kind of traveling even when you're online shopping? You're just cruising through the World Wide Web and going on a little travel for your purchases.
I know. And it's crazy, right? Because just everything is so accessible these days. You know, you can buy something from a great online store that you love overseas and it can be here within a week. But yeah, you're actually exposed to those foreign transaction fees when you're doing so.
The other thing I think, I've had a lot of people send me messages about this, when they're traveling and they're thinking about how to look after their cash, they're also thinking about, you know, as you say, the fees and all that are annoying. There's something to keep an eye on. But what can be far worse is if you accidentally run into some sort of fraud or scam. And sometimes people can run into that when they're trying to do the right things with their money. So are there things people should be aware of in order to keep their cash safe and themselves safe when they're traveling?
Yeah, so there's probably four key things that we would recommend to keep an eye on when you're traveling. So the first one is let your bank know when you're traveling. Most banks, you can do this in the app. I can do this in my app. I put in my dates. I let them know what countries I'm going to. We've got, you know, really sophisticated fraud detection systems at all the banks at the moment. And it can really help them make sure they don't block your card while you're overseas, because, you know, you could be here one day and Amsterdam the next. And so that doesn't look right. So if you let them know, that just helps them keep you safe as well. The second thing is choose your ATMs wisely. If it looks dodgy, like, just don't put your card in it. Might be tampered with. You know, you don't want anyone to kind of skim your details while you're there. Third one is keep hold of your card. So don't let it out of your sight. When you're at restaurants, maybe the waiter or waitress might come and try and take your card away to process the payment. Just don't do that. Always go with your card. You don't know what they might be doing behind the scenes. And the fourth one is always travel with a second payment method. We spoke about that a little bit earlier, but have your card or your phone, your mobile wallet is great if you lose your card. And you can also use your app to block certain transactions if you do misplace your card for a little bit, so you still have access to the mobile wallet payment. And also a small amount of cash is really wise to have that as well.
Do you know, you've just sparked a memory for me, and that is just still making me cringe. This was, I think, the first time then my then boyfriend, now husband, we'd gone overseas. This would be like 10 years ago. And we had saved up all of our dollars and we went to Europe. But we were young. This was our first big trip. We didn't know to let the bank know. And they did block our card. And it happened while we'd, you know, one of the rare dinner outings that we'd scrounged up that we could actually afford at that point as we're backpacking around. And then the card didn't go through. And like this really lovely waitress who'd been looking after us so well, and it was tipping culture, and we're literally digging through our pockets trying to like pull out every single little like cent that was scrounging up and piling up and being like, oh my God, we can't rip you off. We need to tip you. I'm so sorry. And she's being really nice, like, it's fine, it's fine. It was not fine. So don't do what I did. Do let your bank know, because your bank thinks that you've been scammed and they're trying to protect you and they will block your card. And so, you know, it was fine. We went and we just called the bank afterwards and said, hey, yeah, we are actually in Europe. But should have told them beforehand, and that waitress would have gotten a much bigger tip. I'm still mortified 10 years later.
Yeah, I know. And it's so easy as well. Like, a lot of the banks are making it so easy for their customers to engage with them. You don't have to call them. You don't have to go to a branch. It's just really accessible in your app. Where was I? I think I might have been at Auckland Airport a few years ago, and I was going somewhere internationally. And I think I got like a push prompt, like on my phone as well, with one of the banks, like, hey, are you traveling? Like, they kind of knew where I was. And so they're getting really clever about the way that they engage with their customers too. So it's cool.
I love this. See, I get scared of AI sometimes, but then things like that happen. I think, okay, yeah, the robots can take over. That's very helpful.
Trying to be cool, not creepy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, thank you so much. That's Hayley Tito from Kiwi Bank giving us the inside word on watching your cash while you're traveling. Now, if you have more questions on this or anything else to do with money, do send them through. We can always answer them for you in a future episode. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Frances Cook NZ. Heaps more money content on there for you too. And don't forget to subscribe to Making Sense so you get even more tips and tricks with your money. Until next time, have a great day.
Just a note before you go. This podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most cases. It's not individual financial advice. We're all different, so some of this might not apply to your specific situation. Take what works for you, ignore the rest. If you're after individual financial advice, a financial advisor is always the best bet.